You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Our next guest on ABQ Connect, Bill Campbell joins us. Bill is the author of Renewal Journey, ministry is something that is not new to Bill. Bill, welcome to ABQ Connect, and I'll start by giving you a chance just to introduce yourself to our listeners and where your ministry journey started and what brought you to where you are now.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for the privilege of being on, and thank you to those listening for putting up with me being on in that sense. Steve, I have loved doing radio. I've been a pastor for almost 30 years, also doing other ministries as we often do. And one is I've been doing interview radio, interviewing others for over a decade on a radio network, and recently came out with a book, and I thought I should try to go the other way and be interviewed. So it's interesting. You're the first one. This book just came out. And as I understand it, your radio station is the oldest streaming station to stream Christian music in a country. Is that right, Steve?
Well, here's the legacy of KLYT. It signed on in the mid-70s and was arguably the first full-time Christian rock station in the country, and stayed that way until just a couple of years ago when we changed the format primarily from music to teaching. But for years and years and years, it served as a place for young people to tune in and hear the kind of music they wanted to hear, but with redeemed lyrics. It really, I believe, served and continues to serve in other ways, but served as a great way for young people to invite their friends to tune into something that was palatable and had the good news of Jesus. So we're just so honored to have been. Now I started with the station back in the 80s, and have just seen the growth and the change. Again, I'm just honored to be used. I'm sure, like you, in ministry, as we're given the resources that we're given to be good stewards over. And we appreciate you taking the time to put some of your knowledge in writing, and now Renewal Journey being available, I'm sure, online as our listeners go looking for it. But when you bring up the topic of spiritual renewal, Bill, how did you develop an interest in spiritual renewal?
In a sense, I suppose everyone who believes Jesus Christ is our Lord, who heard him say, you know, pray this way, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That, to me, is a picture of renewal. It's like, wow, heaven coming down to earth. And we see this in history. And so as I, through my life, have read about great movements of God, the thought always comes into my mind, Lord, will you do it again in our day? And I've known historians of revival, one in particular, who said, Bill, my prayer is that before God takes me home, we will see him do it again in our day. And he's still alive. He's in his later 80s. So so I think that's a concern we all carry. Sometimes, Steve, I put it this way. I literally ask a question to audiences. What would be the greatest thing that could happen in our day, the most important thing, the thing we need most in our society and in the world? And the answer we always seem to settle on with a little bit of banter in a conversation is an awakening. And I always add the caveat, but let it be grounded in Scripture. Because if you study the history of awakenings, or even worldwide impact type awakenings through history, those that are not grounded in biblical guidelines, you know, these parameters, it's sort of a like the cushions in a bowling lane that for the amateur keep the ball from going into the gutter. You know, the Scripture keeps us on track. And yeah. And without that, we get off track very quickly. So I guess the simple answer in a sentence is I've always been longing for God to move in a great way. And in some sense, he already is today. And I just want to be part of it, Steve.
Yeah, I so much appreciate that. And I've said it more than once on this show. We often have, you know, local guests that come in and talk about things happening in the Roundhouse. It's the Capitol in Santa Fe and legislation and dealing with all the different problems that really a lot of other communities are dealing with, whether it's crime or inflation or what have you, or government control or any of these issues that the listeners, you know, are dealing with on a daily basis. And the answer, Bill, always comes back to Jesus. I mean, you know, you can try to legislate morality. It doesn't work. You can try to legislate fixing a lot of problems, and most times, obviously, doesn't work. And again, the answer being, and you mentioned it, I mean, being Jesus. I mean, you know, we long for his return, and I've often, as I grow older, I find myself saying, come, Jesus, come. But, you know, just to know that there's plenty of work to be done in the meantime, and you are busy in ministry. I mentioned, you know, you're an author, clearly, of the book Renewal Journey, but you also head up a ministry, and you connected in your first answer, you know, the need for an awakening, and to do that, to be in Scripture and have the Scripture have an impact in our lives. The ministry is called Spiritual Awakening. Can you tell us a little more about that and how the book fits in?
Steve, it's actually called Scripture Awakening.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Very similar. Yes. This is something that happens to the level of once I was preaching a sermon and introducing the ministry to my church, and I gave the guy for the outdoor church sign, I said, here it is, Scripture Awakening, put it up. And what he put up there was Spiritual Awakening. I mean, it happens all the time because the two are so essentially tied. It's almost essentially the same thing when you see Scripture as a source of our awakening spiritually.
Yeah, and it's right here. I feel so bad. It's sitting right here in front of me, Scripture Awakening. And you're right, I went right to it.
Yeah. So no problem at all. So we provide resources to equip churches to engage their whole congregations, or their small groups, or their Sunday school series. It can also work for small groups anywhere. We have people in prisons, we have people homeschool networks, in schools of all kinds. We have people engaging in businesses with their small groups. So small groups are ideal. Individuals can use resources, but it's all around coming alive to the power of God's word and receiving over time, if you wish to really stay with us, what Paul called the whole counsel of God. You know, Jesus gave the Great Commission. He said, teach them to observe everything I commanded you. And I really believe we need to be grounded again. Steve, if there's one primary reason that the church has lost significant influence in a culture that is becoming rapidly, let's say, not just post-Christian, but somewhat anti-Christian, it's because we have lost our grounding in Scripture. And we have people now reading through the Bible in 3 months. You may have heard of the Bible in 90 days. That's one of our ministry tools, and it's touched people in 25 countries, and we want to see more of it here. It's amazing to me to watch someone read the whole book cover to cover. They say, I can't do that. It would take 45 minutes a day, but they get started, and it hooks them because it's God's word. And they keep reading, and it changes them because it's God's word. And they finish and they want more because they say it's God's word. And we're here to give them the more, but it often starts with that, just reading through the Bible. And on our website, scriptureawakening.com, if you search a little bit, you'll come right away to what we're rolling out today. We call it our Fall Hungry campaign, where we make this accessible to people, not just with resources, you know, in your hands. B90 Bible, that's for Bible in 90 Days Bible, Leaders Guide, Participants Guide videos. We now have a digital offering if you want to go online with it, and a lot more. It's all there, and I encourage people to check it out, Steve.
Well, and again, the website is scriptureawakening.com to go look for that information Bill just mentioned. As I mentioned just a minute ago, Bill, and I feel like I'm not alone. Some of the feelings I have with where we are as a culture, or as a country, or as a world, you know, is it too late for our country or for the world to see a scriptural awakening or a spiritual awakening with where we are now? Could God bring that awakening, you know, like he has in times past?
You know, one historian of revival who's in glory now is named J. Edwin Orr. And I met him when he was alive, but a friend of mine, very close friend, went into his office one time and he said, "Dr. Orr, are things too bad now for an awakening to come?" And he looked up and he said, "No, the problem is they're not yet bad enough." And I think what he meant was this. It's almost like the book of Judges. Until it gets so bad that we truly give up and give everything to God and cry out to him for a great solution, as long as we depend on our own budgets, our own programs, our own abilities, he's probably not going to do something powerful. And maybe it's not quite bad enough, or maybe it is. Maybe it's already beginning. But like the book of Judges, we go through cycles and societies. And when we truly turn to God as his people and cry out for deliverance, he will move in power. That's what he promises.
Hey, Bill, we mentioned the website Scripture Awakening. And as I peruse the site, I notice the Hungry campaign on your website. Now, before we go to a break, could you tell us a little bit about that, the Hungry campaign?
Yeah, so the idea is that when you start reading Scripture, it's like when you eat a really good meal, you're going to be hungry for more. And people who finish this three-month journey, inevitably they say, "What's next? I mean, I want to keep going here." And what we begin to experience when you read it in 3 months is you're diving in and taking enough time to really have a life-changing encounter with God every day. It's like the word is described as water. It's like a river washing through you. And you just, it's so exciting, so profound and life-changing. And so when you sign up for the Hungry campaign, we have a date, August 18. You can sign up anytime you want, but that's a date in which we're going to add extra resources for people who want to have an online group and on, and it allows ease for a whole church to sign up online together, but you don't have to use that date. But that's what we call our Hungry campaign, just one way to give emphasis on a national basis.
Great. Just another resource found on the website, scriptureawakening.com. If you just tuned in, we're visiting with Bill Campbell, author of Renewal Journey. Bill, can you stay with us through the break?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to come right back with more with Bill Campbell after this on ABQ Connect. Well, welcome back. We're right in the middle of a conversation with Bill Campbell. He's the author of Renewal Journey, also the founder and president of Scripture Awakening. You go to scriptureawakening.com for more on the ministry. But Bill, let's get back to the book, Renewal Journey. It's nice to see that it actually also comes with a video series. Can you tell us a little more about that series?
Yes, video series comes free with the book. And when you get to the end of every weekly section, because there are daily guidelines, so you can spend a few minutes a day with God and Lord willing, and 40 months experience of renewal. But if you want to get extra, also look at the video once a week. It's a QR code that takes you right to an online video. And these videos cover 9 facets. We have the theme of a diamond through the book, the idea being as a jeweler must hone a diamond to allow it to become sparkling and dazzling in this natural brilliance, so that white light is refracted into all the colors of the rainbow. So God is honing our lives in, for example, in 9 key areas. And so the book goes through these areas one a week, and each video takes a national author, teacher, a person, a leader burden for awakening, like Anne Graham Lotz is on empowerment. You know, Rich Odom Roberts is on repentance, because that's been a real focus of his, and he's a story in revival. And so you're going to get this extra benefit, and it really works well, Steve, if you have a small group. Then once a week, the book has guidelines to lead your group. You can do this as one group or multiple groups, even a whole church. But the idea being, to go on a journey with others together, you're going to not only learn more, but the world will benefit more greatly because more lives are being impacted.
Well, Bill, I've said more than one time, you know, when we as Christians choose some sort of mission to reach out to others with the love of Christ, you know, there's a part of us that I think really in all of us are like, I'm going to go bless their socks off. And then you find, well, they ended up blessing you. And in a similar way, I know I've never written a book, but I have to imagine as an author and as you dive into the topics that go into any book, that there's growth in your own life. And you mentioned the nine facets in the book. I'm curious, is there one that people seem to gravitate towards more than others? And was there one that for you had an impact as you read the book?
In general, we just had a book launch party here locally. It just went up on Amazon a few days ago. And anyone can find it. Just Google Renewal Journey. And my name has just W.P. Campbell, if that helps. But you'll come right to it. We appreciate people getting a book. It'll help build traction. And you're therefore, by just ordering a book, helping us to move this vision of an awakening into the hearts of more and more people. So at this launch party, we asked them, we said, what facet impacts you most? We took a quiet survey, gathered the results, and out of nine facets, they came to the one empowerment. As I look at all nine facets, it's really hard to pick because I feel like they line up chronologically and one impacts the other. It's almost like a domino effect. And so it begins with nurture. That very first one, the idea being you be in a relationship with other people. Some are helping you in your journey. You're helping others. I think that's key. It's like the start to something really big. There's a man in my life who has been tracking with me for years. And I think he understands that idea. Christ called it discipleship, you know. I love it. I love it because, Steve, when I get off track a little bit, when I have questions, I'm confused, I'm overwhelmed, I can get him on the phone. And we start talking and praying together, and I get right back on track. And there are people that depend on me that way as well. So the brother who in the video talked about nurture, the first of, I say, that begins a whole domino thing rolling, he lives up in Pittsburgh, and he has just, his life is a great model of that. You'll see it on a video. It's impacted the city because he's taken seriously the idea of nurturing others.
So, Bill, as we get close to putting a bow on our conversation today, let's go back to look at your intention for Renewal Journey. And by the way, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Bill Campbell, author of Renewal Journey and founder and president of Scripture Awakening at scriptureawakening.com. But Bill, your hope for people that would go through the content of the book, read it, and as they share it, what do you eventually hope to see happen?
What we've already started to see happen for those who've read it, they've come out of the read. It's more than a read, really. It's a journey. It's a devotional journey with God, capturing a biblical vision for an awakening grounded in Scripture, starting with your life and mine. And so that's what I hope, is that more and more people will come alive to that vision, because as that happens, it becomes more of a possibility in the world and all around us.
Well, we know in order to see a great change in Scripture awakening, spiritual awakening, prayer is so much a big part of that. And Bill, we both know what happens when God's people pray. As we head towards the end of this, could you close us in prayer in relation to Scripture awakening?
Okay, Steve, and I'm going to do it a little bit around Albuquerque. I love your town, and I'm going to pray for Albuquerque. Lord, there may be even one person hearing this broadcast who would have in their heart to partner with us to do what's happened in other parts of the country, to see churches be served with resources to come alive to the power of your word in a new way. It could be a citywide movement. And Father, I pray that if there's someone with that vision, that you, that maybe like a little seed, you'll put it in someone's heart and it'll think, I need to talk to those guys. What can we do to make a difference in Albuquerque? I pray, Lord, that you will guide that process, whatever your will is, but bless the city, bless all the listeners. Help each of us, Lord, to walk closely with Jesus and to be instruments of renewal and awakening. Because, Lord, you are in us and it's all your work. Amen.
Amen. Bill, thank you so much for your time. And don't be a stranger. We'd love to have you back on the show another time.
All right, Steve. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
All right. Thanks for taking the time with us to hear from Bill Campbell, the author of Renewal Journey. And the website, again, Bill is the founder and president of Scripture Awakening. And it's scriptureawakening.com, where you'll find a lot of the information we talked about today. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect. ABQ Connect is a